You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Michael K. Show.
I think the Mets, they're putting it out there. We're trying to contend this year. But their actions would indicate otherwise. They're trying to work within the confines of a self-imposed system where they can make a big splash next year or in 2026. So even if he's out for the year, I'm not sure that they would make a move for another pitcher because internally, they're not expecting to do much this year. And they're expecting you to buy into their plan, which is to see what the young kids could do, sign pitchers to one-year contracts like they did with Severino and a two-year deal with Manoah. I get it. I understand what they're doing. But this, to me, is a double down on, you know what? We're going to try the best we can this year. If they're in it at the trade deadline, maybe they would make a move. But at this point, they're not going to waste their time because they know they're not a great team.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. The Knicks and the Sixers tonight in Philly. Two teams ravaged by injuries. And, you know, the Sixers have lost the best player, the reigning MVP, Joel Embiid. They haven't been good since. And the Knicks are getting some people back, but still no Anunoby, still no Randall. But before we even get into that series, I have a quiz for you and Don.
Okay. Nice.
What happened 13 years ago today? Why?
Got to be careful with the math.
Today, that would be 2011?
Yeah, 2011.
Feb 2011.
Mm. Feb 22nd, 2011.
Yeah. All right, so we are now...
Mello.
Yes! How did you know that?
And just, honestly, I'm a brilliant basketball mind. And I was guessing, but, I mean, what else would it have been? You obviously were thinking Knicks.
Of course, that's why I asked it.
And 20, that just felt about right.
Wow, and so he came to the Knicks, and then almost exactly a year later was Linsanity. Because Linsanity was around now, right? It was right after the Giants had won the Super Bowl.
You know what, that's interesting. You don't think about it.
And he was not pleased with Linsanity.
No.
By the way, I still don't understand Linsanity.
It was Linsanity.
No, it was absolutely Linsane. Seriously, when you really think about it, though, did it make sense? It wasn't like it happened one game.
No.
It just kept happening.
I don't know if there's a comp, Peter. I can't think of a comp.
No. Anthony hack-a-doodle-doo that he is just said in my ear, Tommy DeVito. But DeVito never even approximated the level of play of Linsanity. So, yes, there was the cultural thing. There was the New York thing.
Linsanity lit up Kobe in the Lakers.
I was there. He put up 38 on Kobe at the Garden on a Friday night. One of the great nights of all time. Myself and Ben Lyons went together.
Ben Lyons.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know his
Jeffrey's
dad.
Son.
That's
sure.
Right.
I know Ben, too.
And you know the story? We were there, and Ashanti sung the national anthem. God bless her. And they said, "We're sorry, Ashanti. We only have second row seats for you." And she was like, "Ugh, I'm disgusted." And she walked out.
Really?
And I said, "We'll take those seats." And they said, sure. "Have a seat." And we sat in the second row for the entire first half for Kobe versus Lin.
And then what happened?
And then at halftime, Ashanti and her people thought better of it and took the seats back.
And where'd you go?
We kind of like hovered in the tunnel area and just kind of like stood and watched.
Now, again, it's not applicable now because there's really no Sports Illustrated, you know, cover thing, but he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated back to back weeks.
It's crazy.
So imagine if, you know, like Tommy DeVito was nice, he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week or whatever, but
which was a stretch,
which was obviously a stretch. But was there ever a thought that it was any kind of a comp of like being on the cover of a magazine back to back week?
He might have been on the cover one week though.
Well, but it wouldn't have been because he was so great. It would have been one of those wacky things.
Right.
But like, because SI every once in a while would just do the wacky. But Don, it would have required. If DeVito had had back-to-back games where he threw for like over 350 and three touchdowns, then you're having a conversation. But every game DeVito played was managed. He just managed. That's all he did.
Adam Schefter reporting that the Kansas City Chiefs, the two-time defending champion, are signing former Bills punter Matt Araiza. That's the guy who was accused of sexual assault and then was completely all fake.
Yeah. So he's getting a job.
He's getting a job.
Well, real quick, though, you said Schefter reported it?
Yeah.
What's Craig Carton saying? I need to know if what he's reporting.
You just like to pick fights, don't you?
Well, I didn't pick the fight. Don, you saw the story, didn't you?
No.
Oh, Schefter and Carton have beef. You didn't know?
Yeah, by the way, Peter said that.
So, yeah, Michael did not say that, anybody. Peter said that, as I've said it many, many times. Don, so Schefter, basically, apparently Carton on his TV show apparently said he knows something about what happened inside at the Eagles.
That why the season went down.
Why, and what happened was...
He can't say.
He can't say, but it was something that if it happened, you would all understand what it was, right? And he gave this... Apparently, I read it, obviously. I wouldn't be able to find the show with a map. But I read it, and it was pretty dramatic sounding. And Schefter reached out to like every source at the Eagles and says there's absolutely nothing to it. And now there's a little bit of an unpleasant back and forth, it sounds
like. Well, there was a previous unpleasant back and forth, too. But
oh, prior to that?
Yeah, I think, yeah, Adam didn't mince words.
Again, this is Peter speaking, not Michael. Don, let me talk to you. You're not a scared. Can you believe, though, Craig Carton, of all people, might tell a story at a school? Like, I can't believe that wasn't reliable journalism. That's so crazy. The guy who had the Ponzi scheme and ripped people off, the actual bona fide criminal who ripped people off.
Wow, you really don't.
I'm tired of having, what do I have to play games for? This happened. And then this, the fact that people are then like surprised and they write it up as if it's interesting. Adam Schefter is a reliable journalist. He talks to people. I mean, with all due respect, and by the way, I'm giving Craig all due respect. This is as much respect as that man is due. In fact, I'm calling him by his full government name. That's more respect than he's due. But the idea that people would be surprised that he just makes up story, he's been doing this back to Philadelphia. Go ask Eric Lindros. This goes back 20 years. Peter Rosenberg said that. Peter Rosenberg. And Craig, have your nasty little unaccomplished Nepo baby son come at me on Twitter too. Clown.
Oh my God, what got into you? For what reason? I had nothing to do with this, by the way.
Well, listen, let him be, Michael.
Yeah, I'm not stopping him, but people are I don't want to be involved in this.
What is there to be involved with?
What happened 44 years ago today, Don?
Carmelo Anthony.
No, that was 13. So that's 1980 for you, tough with math.
Well, I'm gonna put it into language that you can understand, Michael.
Okay.
There was major steppage. Historic steppage.
Yeah, but
44 years ago today.
Yes, that's true. But what I was going for was the speech pregame by Herb Brooks, which Darren Rovell has printed. And here's the speech before they beat the Soviets. Great moments. Born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we've played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight we skate with them. Tonight we stay with them.
Oh, yeah.
And we shut them down because we can. Tonight we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players, every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it. Pretty amazing.
That's pretty incredible.
I'm upset with what the audio sounds like from the call, though, Don. Like, it was a long time ago, but doesn't it sound like every version of that call sounds like it was 100 years ago?
Yeah, it does have, like, a Hindenburg quality to it. It was 1980. We had
it. You believe in miracles yet?
It's his greatest call. And he's one of our greatest broadcasters. That's his greatest call.
I mean, is it number one?
Of all time?
Is it okay? Let's Don. Have you ever ranked these, Don, the greatest calls of all time?
It's not even about the quality of the call, which was spectacular. But name a bigger, more significant sporting event, like moment in the last 50 years.
But I am talking about the iconicness of the word, like the call.
Well, yes. The Giants win the pennant.
What about Down Goes Frazier?
Down Goes Frazier is an amazing call. He said it many times. It was great. Obviously, like in April of 2016, Asiya, I mean, that will never be forgotten.
By the way, thank you for the text.
You got
Michael sent me some very important information, Don.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I know what he likes.
And I try to send him stuff that will pique his interest. And I think this did. Well, it's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Knicks return from the All-Star break to take on the Sixers in Philly with coverage immediately following us on 98.7 ESPN. On 10:50, the Rangers visit the Devils with coverage starting at 6:30. The Islanders are in St. Louis to face the Blues, which you can hear on the ESPN New York app. And the Nets are up north taking on the Raptors at 7. That game's on Yes. Also, Kevin Ollie's first game as head coach.
Yes.
That's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew. Try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. So you look at this Knick game, Don and Peter. And I know it's the first game of the titular second half. And why I say titular, because I like that word. Also, yeah. It's not the 42nd game of the year.
There's 28 games left of an 82-game season.
So they don't put the All-Star game at the 41-game mark, so that's why I say titular, and I like to say it. But you got to start winning games. You know, you ended the first half, the titular first half, on a slide. You're getting players back, but you still don't have two really important players. And the Sixers aren't feeling sorry for you because they don't have Joel Embiid. I think the spread is the Sixers are 1.5-point favorites. I'm not going to say it's a must-win. I'm not an idiot. Some might say I am. But this is a pretty big game because the Sixers are right behind the Knicks. I look at it this way. If the Knicks are going to have a successful run in the postseason, I think they can't finish fourth. They want to finish second or third. I would even take fifth or sixth. If they finish fourth, that means they're playing the Celtics before the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, I want to take my chance with the Celtics, Don, in the Eastern Conference Finals. Not the time before that, because then this season will end just like last season when it had so much promise. Now, if you don't get back Randle and Anunoby I think is going to come back. Randle left open the possibility that he might actually have to undergo surgery. If you're not going to get him back, I don't think you're going far anyway. But let's assume that you are getting them back. Where you finish is going to dictate how far you can go.
How likely do we think it is Randle would need surgery?
I bet you need surgery at the end of the year.
But that I don't know. Because that's really
the fact that he brought it up.
That's scary. But Don,
it is.
But Don, if Randle comes back, let me just hear me out. I care very much about the seeding. It matters. But if there's a world in which they could get everybody back within a couple of weeks of the playoffs, I still don't, as long as you're not dealing with a play-in game, which is just too risky, I still don't hate them playing in a series as the dog and having to play four games on the road. If they have everyone back, I think that would be manageable. To me, that's everything.
But it's beyond that. It's like what Michael's saying is, if you're going to have to face the Celtics, face them in the conference final, not in the second round. And depending on where you drop, you might have to face Boston in the second round. And now all you did was duplicate what you did last year. That's why the three seeds.
But I wouldn't rule my point is, though, if they had everyone back, Don, I don't hate their shot against the Celtics in the second round. This is a when they're healthy, this is a really deep team. I think there's a world in which they could beat the Celtics in the second round.
But you would like to avoid that, right? You'd rather play a Cleveland or a Milwaukee.
Would you really want to play? Michael, do you know you want to play Cleveland?
I think you'd rather play Cleveland.
I agree, but they're hot as hell right now.
I know, but they were a pretty good team last year and you knocked them off.
Yeah, true. And listen, I think Boston's the best team in the East, and there's a conversation of the best team in basketball.
That's right.
And I don't think it's really even close in the East right now. Not as long as, you know, the Bucks continue to play poor defense and 3-7 under Doc. And yeah, it's still Cleveland. They've been really, really hot. You know, 18-20, whatever it is, but you know, still pedigree tells you that you'd rather face them than Boston. You're right. I think this team healthy and clicking can beat anybody. But if I want to make a run to the conference final, I don't want to have to go through Boston in the second round. No way. Give me Philly, possibly without Embiid. You know, give me Milwaukee. Give me Cleveland. I don't want Boston until I absolutely have to play.
I don't love Philly with Embiid either, by the way.
True. But Embiid's a special player.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't if Embiid gets back and is healthy and ready in the playoffs, and let's say, you know, you end up in a 3-6 matchup with Philly, I don't love that either.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a difficult haul. I mean, if you think about where we stood at the end of January, it felt great. But then everybody started to drop like flies. So this is a rough week for the Knicks. You got to play the Sixers tonight, and then you play the Celtics
Saturday night.
The last time you're going to face them this year before the playoffs. So Saturday night at the Garden. So let's see how they come out of it. But you can't continue to lose games and drop down in the standings because it's so tightly bunched. If you look at the teams right now, there's a chance if you continue to lose at this rate, you're finishing seventh. You're then in the play-in.
Yeah, that you want to avoid that at all costs because, you know, in all likelihood, you never know with the NBA. I mean, the Lakers beat the Celtics a month ago when they were a 15-point dog. But in all likelihood, you're losing to the Celtics. So if you lose tonight, now that's a six-game losing streak. Now, you're going to beat the Pistons in the third game coming up here. So that's the big difference. I mean, do you want a six-game losing streak and then getting off the schneid against the worst team in basketball? And, but you lose tonight, you know, then you're losing two of the next three. And you got to be able to build some traction here, guys. Otherwise, you know, three and four could completely be off the table.
1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Carl in Queens. Carl.
John, Peter, Michael, thank you for having me on.
You got
I completely agree with you, Mike. Avoid the four and five, so we avoid the one, obviously. So sweet spot is the three. And then I'm taking us against Indiana, Miami, Cleveland, and Milwaukee still stumbling. I don't know, you know, let's see what happens with them. But I'm going tonight. I had a question if you guys had any tips or advice about the Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, I have never been there. I'm sure Don has with the Flyers. But
yeah, more than Don.
But I will tell you this, Carl. Knowing Philadelphia sports, I mean, you could take your chances, but I wouldn't wear a Nick paraphernalia.
I'm only wearing a hat. I know this. I'm not wearing any of my nice jerseys. Are you kidding?
No, are you wearing a Nick hat?
Yeah, you don't
leave
think
it
so?
In the car.
Nah, he'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but as long as
I
got
I went with my dad.
No,
so
listen. I'm telling you, I've been to Philadelphia many times. I've been to Philly games. I've been to Flyer games. I only went to a preseason Eagle game with the Jets, and I have yet to go to a Sixer game. As long as you don't act like a nozzle, you'll be fine. But if you're going to be there pointing guys' faces and all that, then the fact that you have the hat on is going to be a problem. But you just go with their hat, you will not have
it. Start at me, man. I chirp the refs, I'll be honest. At the Garden, I chirp the refs, but that's about it.
If you're a nozzle, you'll have an issue. I don't think you're going to have an issue.
You're no Nas.
You know how to get there, you're good?
Yeah, you don't sound like a Nas.
I don't know. I'm pretty...
You're pretty nosy?
You know how it gets.
Well, then I
with the Knicks,
I don't know.
Maybe. No, I'll hold it together at Philly. No, I'm not, you know, I'm not stupid.
Well, they might actually like if you're getting on the officials. It just if you're going to get on Sixer players,
no,
if you're going to mock them, if the Knicks hit a big three and you turn and put your palms up and start waiting, then you're going to be asking for trouble. But I don't think you're that type of guy.
No. This is a can of worms, but the walks, they never call walks, and it irritates me to no end about that. That's what I go at them all the time.
Well, then you know what? You're going to lose your voice because there's so much walking in the NBA that they don't call. They call it a Euro step now, but, I mean, if that really bothers you, wow.
Yeah, good for you. You're old school. And my prediction is this is going to be the start of a tradition. You're going to go to a Knicks-Sixer game in Philly every year.
Why do you say that?
Because I think he's going to love it. He's going to love the experience. I find it cool, man. I'm not trying to be Joe Philly. I understand all the negativity around it. But I find their fans to be passionate. I love all the buildings. I think Citizens Bank is one of the best ballparks in all of sports.
I love Philly fans.
Listen,
I got no problem. Peter, I've never had a problem. I've gone to Flyer-Canadian playoff games with Nancy.
Flyer.
Again, if you act like a nozzle, you're going to be in trouble.
What did you guys wear at the game?
I don't think she wore a Canadian jersey, but she clearly like clapped when the Canadians scored and stuff. And she was there for a giant Philly playoff game. And she had her giant hat on. She was, well, it's overrated, man.
I pulled up. I've told you the story before. I'll say it one more time. I was that guy, I guess. I didn't realize I was that guy, but I was like 20 years old. I went with my friend Indy to a Pacers-Sixers game, and I wore my, I just wore a Celtics like shirt to the game. And Don, as we pulled in the parking lot, I opened the car door, and before my foot hit the pavement, I was called a homophobic slur that you do not like to be called. No person likes to hear. Before my foot hit the ground and they saw the green of my shirt.
When Jody and I were still dating in 2009, we had just started dating. She came to Philly for a World Series game.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore a Yankee cap.
Oh, boy.
And I told her not to do that. She did it anyway. and she was abused by guys sitting around her, cursing at her. And I said, you earned it. Well, it's your fault.
It is the
World
Series.
Not to wear a Yankee cap. What are you doing?
Yeah,
she wasn't even that big of a Yankee fan.
Yeah, why do it?
Yeah,
it's like Elaine and the Orioles hat.
Well, there was a connection there, but I guess she was trying to impress me because I was a Yankee announcer. But I told her, don't wear that cap, and they cursed her like they probably yelled at you.
Yeah, Don, like you may have had good experiences. I'm just saying bad ones are out there.
I know the experiences. I'm just saying a guy going to a February Knicks Sixer game wearing a Knick hat shouldn't fear for his life.
I wouldn't think so, if it's
game 7 of the conference final and he's wearing a Knick jersey, then I would expect things to be said to you. But I think he'll be okay.
The Pacer game, just to set the tone a little bit, the Pacer game that I went to, this is like Iverson.
And isn't it strange you went to a Pacer game with a guy named Indy?
It is strange, right? Yeah. What are the odds?
Yeah.
It was we're talking Iverson, Reggie Miller era. They got into a huge brawl that day, the Sixers and the Pacers. But one thing I remember really well that was like so freaking cool to me, and I, again, while I don't like Philly fans on principle because I hate the Eagles so much and I just don't feel like dealing with them, I will not deny the passion. It may be the most passionate sports city in the country. You can make the argument. And Don, in the warm-ups of this playoff game, it was like a Saturday afternoon, what would it have been, NBC at the time, probably, playoff game.
Right.
Like I said, prime Iverson, like year 4 or whatever in the league. In the intros, when they got to Iverson, they show the highlight of him crossing over Jordan. And like that was the highlight that they showed in his thing, and the place went so insane for him. It's an electric place. I will not deny that. But you can have a bad moment.
You can have a bad moment in any city. I'm sure you can have a bad moment at Citi Field or Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park.
I find that New York, considering that this city can be rough, I find that the sports experience for out-of-town fans here to not be very bad.
Well, I'll let you know a little secret, though.
Go ahead.
If you really want to stop these incidents, don't serve beer at the ballpark. But that'll never happen. Nobody in their right mind that's not drunk are going to like curse at women or
I know, but it'll never
happen because they make so much money on the beer.
No, in fact,
that's the dirty little secret.
They'll just keep charging more money so they can make more money for people to act like insane people. But that'll never.
Don, change. why don't you do us all a favor?
Yeah,
introduce yourself and tell us about a car.
In 2024, you get more at Ramsey Mazda, more selection and more savings for a limited time. They'll waive the first lease payment. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-5 for just $289 a month. And now, get your first lease payment on them. At Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey, choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R0410549. MSRP $30,750. Ends 2/29/24.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Don and Peter Don's at The Rock, where tonight he will be calling the Rangers and the Devils right here on I guess it's on 10:50. The Knicks are on 98.7.
That's right.
So 10:50 a.m.
We'll, love 10:50 a.m.
Yeah, we all
big,
love them.
Big fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
1-800-919-3776. That is the number. Let's take some phone calls. Will in the Bronx. Will.
Hello.
Hello, Will.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
All good.
Just wanted to start off and say happy birthday to Nancy.
Aw.
Better. Thank you. Met her at the Sasso game, full pledge.
Oh.
And I got an idea for Mike and the beard. You know how you guys have Tiger Watch? I figure you guys could add Beard Watch maybe every Wednesday since opening day is on a Thursday.
Not a bad idea, Will. I mean, we'll take that under consideration. Yeah. That's
just
not a bad
sound.
Idea.
We need beard sound.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could do what it sounds like against the mic if you just let me run a credit card over it.
Hmm.
And that could be the here not a credit
get
card.
Get through all the cash you like to pull out. Pull out the wad of cash.
This is my
license.
Ugh. Why do you hate it so much?
I don't like the sound of hair, men's hair rubbing.
But women's hair you like.
No, not that either.
So what you just don't like the sound of hair.
No, I'm not into hair.
Really?
Ugh. That was last week?
No, that was just now.
That was now or earlier?
No, that was last week when he had a 2-day scratch.
Yeah, that was the 2-day scratch.
Because that's scratchier. Kids are very confused with it. Like, Charlie wants to know what it comes. Why do you have to do this, Dad? And I said, because I lost a bet. And he goes, well, why didn't you pick better? I said, I wish I could tell you, son.
Yeah, I did. Does he want me to be his dad?
No.
Maybe I'll adopt little Chuck so he can have a dad who's a winner.
He's not up for adoption.
Oh. Have you like hugged or kissed the kids and had them feel your scratchy face?
Yes.
And what do they say?
Ew.
They don't like it.
It hurts.
What about Jody?
She hasn't noticed.
Yeah. You know what? That's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
You'll get there, Peter.
You'll
don't
get
worry.
There very shortly.
I mean, not even your faces haven't even come near each other?
No, not really.
Wow.
Yeah. We haven't talked about this a lot. So the Major League Baseball players hate the new uniforms that are designed by Nike and produced by Fanatics. This is the first year they're produced
by
Fanatics.
But you didn't mean regular uniforms, but they're the new uniforms.
Right. So the complaints are plenty. One of the things I don't understand, if you look at the font of the letters, they look like knockoff uniforms. I mean, like this is one of the lucky things for the Yankees, right? They don't have names. So
it's not as noticeable.
All teams have names.
Right.
The Mets, I mean, the font is ridiculous. It's tiny. It's like what you'd get at Dick's Sporting Goods.
It looks like one of those cheap replicas?
Yeah, it looks like a cheap replica, but it is now a Major League uniform. And today they're complaining that the pants are see-through.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like this. I don't want to come down on Fanatics. Obviously, they do a lot of work for everybody. They do WWE stuff. They do so much stuff. But anytime you have one massive sort of monolith company, Don, that takes over, it's not surprising to see the quality change. Don, who's currently doing the NHL jerseys?
Oh.
Because they've gotten worse, too.
Fanatics takes over next year.
Oh, so they're going to even.
Reebok, I guess.
But, like, Reebok is not. The NHL jerseys, back in the day when you'd get an authentic NHL jersey,
right.
The weight that it had was, like, such a real sweater. I got a Crosby one, like, 2 years ago. The full price, the 300 whatever one, and I was like, this is what an authentic is.
Well, because they changed it when Reebok first took over like 12 years ago. They wanted to get something that was more breathable, more aerodynamic. The players like it, the feel of it, but it doesn't have that same feel of the old time uniforms. But apparently, it's more effective on the ice. But Michael, I'm looking. I guess somebody had tweeted out. Like a Guardian player, and you could see where his jersey ends tucked in. Like, you could see right through the pants. The only reason I don't see his underwear is because I could see the jersey, the end of the jersey tucked in.
Well, I mean, John Boy Media sent out a picture of, you know, it's been picture day at all the teams, and they have a picture of, I guess, Casey Schmidt. And, I mean, his endowment is not in doubt. I mean, you absolutely see what's going on down there. The pants are that thin. Now, I understand why they designed it this way. They want to be, like George Costanza said this years ago, more breathable, the whole thing. But, I mean, the players don't like it. Now, the only thing I could remember about this, and we had David Stern on center stage, and that was when the NBA went to the synthetic ball, and the players hated it. Just, it was a different feel. And Stern said, we're not changing. This is the ball. This is it. And I actually have a ball signed by him in my house, the synthetic ball. And a couple of months later, they changed back. You got to listen to the players. They have to be comfortable playing. But, I mean, is Fanatics going to redo every uniform? Here's the one thing. Whether or not it's see-through, whether or not it breathes, whatever. Why would you make the letters like a knockoff jersey? Why would you do that? I mean, to save what? It doesn't look good. If you ever want to take a look, look at last year's Mariner jersey and look at this year. The letters are half the size.
I got to see it because I'm looking around. I saw the picture of Schmidt with John Boy.
I mean, that's pretty. Ugh.
Man, what are we doing? But I'm telling you, there's probably something to the effect of that it breathes better or it's easier to move around. But players do kind of care what they look like and do want to and do care about what's going to be seen and not seen.
And they also want to be comfortable when they're playing.
I got to see the jerseys, though. I haven't seen this. Is there somewhere I could see the pictures of the numbers and the letters?
Anthony will send it. Andrew doesn't work for us anymore. Let's go to the phones.
Not good.
Let's go to Omar in Brooklyn. We haven't heard from Omar in a while. Omar.
How are you?
Great.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hey, pal.
Listen. Big Knicks fan, as you know, everybody. And I put it, these two games, why it is important, because I think in the seventh game series, it will all come to coaching. I think Nick Nurse is a better coach than Thibodeau, and in the seven-game series, he cannot beat him.
Who is? Who's a better coach?
Nick Nurse is a better coach than Thibodeau. Right?
Okay.
Our head coach. Miami Heat head coach is better than the Thibodeau. That's why Knicks cannot beat seven-game series. It will come, the talent-wise, if the teams are leveled head, the head coaching job becomes very important. I want to prove today, after the All-Star game, 10-game, three players are coming. They don't have Embiid. Show me, Thibodeau, that you have guts to beat Nick Nurse in Philadelphia. It's only 1-point game, and they don't have their best player. So tell me and show me that you have guts, that you were ready to play tonight,
and
you can beat them. All right?
Didn't they crush them in Philly 2 months ago?
But Omar, why do you think Nick Nurse? I mean, I can't argue with you about Miami's coach. I mean, he's considered one of the best coaches of all time. But why do you say with such certainty that Nick Nurse is better than Tom Thibodeau?
Nick Nurse has won a championship.
Oh, okay. He had better players.
Thibodeau is a very hard-nosed coach, and last year in the seven-game series, you had a better team than Miami, and it showed. He was telling everybody, every fan could have seen it, that he was letting us. Okay, he's not going to change. He's not going to put his bench players in that who can shoot. That he's letting. That he's allowing them. If you can hit a three, you can win the game. But he knows that. He's not going to bring the players. He's going to bring in his defensive players, and we're going to lose the series. The whole series was like that. And everybody knows it was he was out. He never changed. And I want to see that he changes this time. Now you have a team, and they don't have the best player. So show me tonight. They're on a 4-game losing streak. They are a 10-day break, 8-day, 9-day.
Omar, you're out of your mind.
Healthy. Yes.
You're out of your mind.
Why am I out of my...
You're just dead wrong. You're just dead wrong.
As you can say right now that you are a 4 seed, you can easily be 7 seed playing in a play-in tournament, and then you have to go through all these things.
But Omar, so they were 16-2 in January. So, I mean, when they had their full allotment of players,
they were
one of the best teams in the NBA.
I'm not saying that Thibodeau is a bad coach. Nick Nurse and the other coaches are better. That's it. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. He's a better coach.
What has Nick Nurse done that's been...
He needs to improve a little bit on his basics that he believed from time of his coaching. Sometimes you have to change. He does not show me in a 7-game series that he changes according to the way the game is going. And everybody criticized him for that. I want him to change according to the game. That's what he has to prove. He's a great coach. I love him. The passion, the way they play defense, the way play hard-nosed defensive coaching. I love everything about Thibodeau. But I want him to change a little bit to succeed to a highest level, to win a championship. That's what I want.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean, one thing.
I actually think he brought it today. I was trying to get more out of him.
No, it was irritating. I can't really? Wait for him to be gone the next 2 months. No, because he's screaming about what?
He wants to see more. So,
but you're telling me that they're being held back by their coach. He referenced they lost to Miami. Well, the Celtics lost to Miami in the next round. And Spoelstra, if Spoelstra is a better coach, all right, so be it. He's a great coach, and he's won a ton of championships. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame as a coach. But where does it show that coaching's the problem? As Michael said, they were 16-2 when they were healthy. They've lost four in a row because they're not healthy. No, that was an awful call.
And also, I mean, short series. Okay, we know Spoelstra. He's been voted one of the top 15 coaches of all time.
Yeah.
He had Butler and Bam Adebayo. They had two players that the Knicks didn't have. Nick Nurse had Kawhi Leonard.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Post, that was still a great run.
Right.
But he still had a superstar stud who was amazing in the playoffs
right.
when they went on that run. Since then, they've been fine, but I don't know. Obviously, Spoelstra. But Nick Nurse, for a fact, is on a different level than Thibodeau?
I'll pick it apart even more. Show me something to beat Philadelphia. Didn't they beat Philadelphia a couple of months ago in Philly?
With Embiid.
With Embiid. So what this artificial got to prove something. I agree they need to win the game, but the Tom Thibodeau is the least of my concerns. They need to be healthy.
And also, when you talk about coaches, he's better than Joe Mazzulla. He's better than Doc Rivers. He's better. So those are the two teams you're going to get by, too. You're putting Nick Nurse on a pedestal?
Because he won a championship, Michael.
There are a lot of bad coaches that win championships.
I'm not saying Nurse is a bad coach, but this is your concern right now, not the health of the team. The concern is the coach. Well, just to what? Well, I'm sorry. I like Omar. He didn't bring it today. Today was a flat-out fail. And just because you scream loud doesn't mean you're making any
But
points.
He is a
Believe
good
me.
Screamer.
Take it from me.
I found a great would you that I don't want to wait till next Wednesday today.
Go ahead.
Oh. I'm all
Would you take an instant $1 million? Instant.
One cash, all right.
Or would you take a 20% chance to win $50 million? And if you don't, there's an 80% chance you'll get nothing.
I thought you were going to do the one before the show.
I want to hear that. Text it to me. I'm sure it was glorious.
You were there. You told the one I did before the show.
You want to do the? I don't think we can do the one.
We don't want to go down.
Oh, that! Oh, yeah.
It was the meeting,
what,
Don.
It
was the whole
drove,
meeting.
Drove a lot of conversation.
So
instant $1 million. No.
Or a 20%.
Or a 20% chance to get $50 million.
Not take the million.
I think I take the 20% chance.
Well, that's because you're rich. You can afford to take the risk.
I'm not rich.
Right. But I might do the same.
You have access to $1 million right now. That's why you shouldn't be allowed to answer the question.
So do you.
I do not have access to
$1 million. You're full of it. You don't know what I have access to. Get out of my wallet.
I don't have to be in your wallet, Michael, to know that you have access to $1 million. If, God forbid, there was $1 million bond out there, if Charlie got arrested, God forbid, he wouldn't spend much time in jail.
Well, wait a second. Did he do it?
Because Michael didn't.
Because then he'd spend time in jail.
I'm just saying he didn't do it.
Well, then he'd be out.
And is $1 million.
But I would borrow. I would borrow against the house.
Well, that's just because you're smart, though. But you could pull from the ashtray.
You don't know
but
that.
I don't want to exaggerate here, Peter. I think he has access without having to put a lien on the house or anything.
Yeah,
he has access to
by access.
Well,
mean
you know
has.
What? I could call up Rick because we know he's got millions of dollars. I would make a phone call if I had to get my son out of jail. I would ask Kyle Steinbrenner to loan me the money.
That's not the kind of access I'm talking about. You have $1 million.
Yeah, well, stop saying,
I call A-Rod.
Stop
Alex,
saying,
can
stop
give
saying
me a million.
The problem is the word access, Don. You keep saying access. It just would be called
I'm sorry. I was just trying to dress up the conversation.
Yeah.
You got $1 million, Michael.
Why did you have to go full Barney?
Hey, when I'm getting ready for game, I have to be prepared. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and, of course, my mug of Bigelow Tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition, even when the game goes into extra innings. Now, I refuse to settle, and neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea and take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea and join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow Tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
So, Don.
Yes.
Somebody came after me and Peter on Twitter. And I'll read it because it'll be funny to see how Peter reacts.
Go ahead. Okay.
The guy is JerseyMike711.
Jersey, great sub.
And his bio says, not politically correct, sometimes cranky. Ooh. Lifelong North Jersey boy and proud of it. Jets, Yankees, Knicks, Rutgers grad and fan.
Okay, nothing crazy.
No. And he wrote, and Peter earlier took a shot at our former competition. So I'm not going to say the guy's name because I don't say his name. Why should I?
But I did. I took a big broadside.
So he said, okay, that person is an ex-convict, but Peter Rosenberg is a no-talent, low-life sleazebag.
Oh, man.
The fact that Michael K. still has him on his show tells me all I need to know about his character also. So can I address my part first?
Well, but my part has to be addressed before your part, because your part is directly about me.
But my part, I get out of this clean.
Oh, no, you have
no ability to take anybody off the show or put anybody on.
Let's just be, if you absolutely hated my guts and thought I was deplorable and not and hurting your show, you could have made a case to get me removed.
If I think you're hurting my show, I like you so much as a person, I would so then let the show sink.
Thank you. So then it is your fault. So back to me. You have every right not to like me, and my guess would be this person believes they know things about my ideals, and so they're making a decision.
Yeah, because we're being an example of you being a lowlife.
So I brought up someone who, you know, by the way, I have no problem with people being convicts. People serve time. People deserve to be forgiven. They do their debt to society. That's not the damning thing, necessarily. Not every crime is equal. But the idea that in that conversation, Don, I became, what was it? A what sleazebag?
Low life sleazebag.
What have I ever done to get low right. life sleazebag?
No talent, too. No talent.
But that I'm not going to argue with. People have their, he believes I am not talented.
You're very talented.
I know. But you saw what I did backstage at the Royal Rumble. You were amazed.
Yes.
I'm kind of curious because we obviously know what Carton did.
Well, yeah, sure.
All right, so he was convicted for it, and however you want to feel about it, but we know what he did. What did Peter do to be a lowlife?
Jersey Mike, please call in. We'd love to.
I just, you know.
Maybe you don't know.
You're obviously supporting Craig. You knew what he did, All right. All right. Right. All right. You want to forgive him for it? Hey,
cool.
That's cool. That's what you want to do. But what did Peter do that has him on a higher level and is unforgivable? Like, you will not let him up.
Right.
I really need to know what you think he did. I've known Peter for almost a decade now, and I would never think anything.
I'm down with forgiving.
I mean, I have a suspicion what he thinks.
Yeah, but that would not be a low-life sleazebag.
But I just took a little stroll through his... I don't think...
Go ahead.
He aligns with where he thinks you align politically.
Really? You saw things...
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's always it with you. People think that you are a certain way, and if they're on the other side of that, then you're a low-life sleazebag.
Would I make those people feel better if they knew that I just shelled out $400 to get the brand-new Air Trumps?
I think you might make them feel better.
Yeah, I had to. I saw those beautiful gold shoes, and I said, I need those in my closet. What are they called? The Trump somethings. I forget. Friends and family. I'm a friend and family.
But that is a shame.
It's very much a shame.
Who they believe you would vote for.
Right. McGovern.
That would be like their opinion. I agree.
Well, Don, that's how the world is now.
No, but that's really...
There have been families
really
that have splintered because of that.
I wonder, do people ever think about how different that is? And when they think about it, I'm curious to how they think we landed there. Because I used to have people in my life who I was not on the same side with politically.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have solid, legitimate arguments with them about politics. Like, you know, how can you see this program that way? Or why do you believe we should be at war here? Whatever those things were. And at the end, it would be like, okay, so what are we going to watch tonight? That's not a thing anymore.
No.
That is, and I wonder if you could follow a timeline and figure out, when did that end, where we were no longer able to even have that conversation?
And Mike from Jersey, I think.
Jersey Mike. All by right. The way, be careful. Don't get sued by Jersey Mike's. They make a hell of a sub.
I will tell you this. You are more than welcome to come on and tell me, because maybe if you can prove to me that Peter is a low-life sleazebag, maybe I would make moves to get him off the show. Maybe he's done something that I'm not aware of.
That's right.
Now, is it because of his what you think are his political leanings that make him a low-life sleazebag? Or do you have something else?
Mm.
I'd love to know, Jersey Mike. You're more than welcome to call in.
I would even accept him just being like, hey, I'm a huge Carton fan, and I don't like that Peter took a shot at my guy. Okay. You have
that
every
doesn't
right.
make you but a low-life sleazebag.
Right. Craig and I have had our share of nasty things said over the years. That it's happened. Do I wish I was the kind of person who let go of things and moved on? I actually do. But God is still working on me, and I haven't let go yet. So sometimes Petty Pete comes out.
You need better help. But not right now.
At 5:22, I think.
Yeah, not right now. But it would have been a great way to go into it.
Are you kidding me? We should move it up.
Instead, you might need to drive to another town in a Mazda. Don, tell us about that.
Yeah, you got to go to Mazda 2024, as you know. Get more at Ramsey Mazda. More selection and more savings. For a limited time, they'll waive your first lease payment. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-30, just $189 a month. And now, get the first lease payment on them. At Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey, choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN RM636808. MSRP $26,445. Ends 2/29/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.